In a town just north of Portland lives a department store employee named Jane Vale. Jane is making her way to work when suddenly...
Jeez, Cat! I could've... run you over! Well, at least you're all right. I better get to work. It's almost 10.
After the Black Cat incident, Jane continued her way to work.
Attention shoppers! The store is now closing!
Please make your final purchases and exit the store.
Thank you, and have a good night.
Man, what a day. Whew, I guess I better close.
Hey, Jane. Whoa, hey, it's just me, Jane.
Oh, okay.
You, doing okay?
Yes. Sorry, just, it's just been a weird day. Ran into a black cat earlier, and...
Oh, well, you know what they say about black cats. I don't think your day is getting any better.
Wow. Thanks, dude. Real reassuring. Besides, that's just a myth.
I don't know.
All right. Get out of here. Your shift's over anyways.
Okay, well, bye, Jane. And watch out.
Night.
After Carl leaves, Jane goes to storage to restock shoes.
Whew, these boxes are heavy.
Deep within the shadows of the storage shelves, Jane spots something. She sees what appears to be some sort of a hand.
A mannequin hand? What's that doing here?
What's going on?
Carl? What are you doing here?
I forgot something in the break room, but that's not important. What happened?
There was this mannequin hand in the storage room. It grabbed me, and I...
How about you go home early? I'll finish closing for you, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Jane got into her 2009 Honda Civic and left.
All right, let's just get inside and get some rest. Carl was right. I'm probably just tired.
After quite an exhausting evening, Jane finally nodded off on her sofa.
What's that sound? No. No, it can't be. It wasn't real!
Bit by bit, the creature began to piece itself together until it was no longer just a hand, but an entire body. Jane had been saved by the black cat.
Thank you.
Of course.
Wait, what?